Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beijing, China. Chinese President Xi Jinping has solidified his leadership role in China and now wants a larger footprint in the Middle East. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon will join me in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Bob, again, let's get back to China. We talked, I think, last week or the week before about China and the Congress that was going on. And really, Xi Jinping solidified his power base by being elected again as the leader. But it was noticeable they did not have an heir apparent in the top seven leaders, which they normally do have. That means Xi Jinping may be in there for a long time, and he's reporting he wants a larger footprint in the Middle East. That does not seem to bode well.
You know, he's being hailed as a Mao Zedong type of leader, which has solidified his power, and not only economically, but in terms of reorganizing the military and stretching across the world China's influence militarily as well as diplomatically. So these are very, very interesting developments. I think the Congress basically solidified behind Mr. Xi, and we're going to have to wait and see, but it won't be long before we begin, I think, to see far more Chinese soldiers in the Middle East and Africa. We already have plenty places such as Central America and a very large navy at sea. This is not something to be ignored at all.
Well, and does not China control all of the waterways from the oil-producing nations of this world as well?
Well, they certainly have a lot of influence, if not control. You know, the South China Sea, over their own company run by the PLA, runs the Panama Canal, the Suez Canal. They have a company there. They have naval vessels that, of course, are in Dubai, as well as in Bahrain, as well as in a number of other places. I mean, they have proliferated their navy, their influence, their economic interests. Their military continues to expand. They have, you know, interestingly, a lot of people don't know they're doing peacekeeping operations in southern Lebanon. You have 1,000 Chinese up there. So there's a lot going on that the average person just is not aware of.
Bob McGinnis with this report on China having a larger footprint in the Middle East. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As we focus on China, we can see that the end of time prophetic scenario is coming better into focus. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12 refers to the kings of the east making their way into Jerusalem. China is one of those kings of the east found in that prophetic passage, today preparing to fulfill Bible prophecy as they enlarge their footprint in the Middle East. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...